The alien was sitting motionless in a low seat in the tiny police interrogation room. A small bandage on the side of his head, the only external evidence of Chewbacca's blow. His hands were resting in his lap, the fingers laced intricately together. Stripped of all clothing and equipment, he'd been given a loose Wookiee robe to wear. On someone else, the effect of the outsized garment might have been comical, but not on him. Neither the robe nor his inactivity did anything to hide the aura of deadly competence that he wore like a second skin. He was, probably always would be, a member of a dangerous and persistent group of trained killing machines. And he'd asked specifically to see Leia, in person. Towering beside her, Chewbacca growled one final objection.
"I don't much like it either,"
Leia conceded, gazing at the monitor display and trying to screw up her courage.
"But he let me go back at the house, before you came in. I want to know, I need to know what that was all about."
Briefly, her conversation with Luke on the eve of the Battle of Endor flashed to mind. His quiet firmness in the face of all her fears that confronting Darth Vader was something he had to do. That decision had nearly killed him, and had ultimately brought them victory. But Luke had felt some faint wisps of good still buried deep inside Vader. Did she feel something similar in this alien killer? Or was she driven merely by morbid curiosity? Or perhaps by mercy?
"You can watch and listen from here," she told Chewbacca, handing him her blaster and stepping to the door.
The lightsaber she left hooked onto her belt, though what use it would be in such close quarters she didn't know.
"Don't come in unless I'm in trouble."
Taking a deep breath, she unlocked the door and pressed the release. The alien looked up as the door slid open, and it seemed to Leia that he sat up straighter as she stepped inside. The door slid shut behind her, and for a long moment, they just eyed each other.
"I'm Leia Organa Solo," she said at last. "You wanted to talk to me?"
He gazed at her for another moment, and slowly, he stood up and reached out a hand.
"Your hand," he said, his voice gravelly and strangely accented. "May I have it?"
Leia took a step forward and offered him her hand, acutely aware that she had just committed an irrevocable act of trust. From here, if he so chose, he could pull her to him and snap her neck before anyone outside could possibly intervene. He didn't pull her toward him. Leaning forward, holding her hand in an oddly gentle grip, he raised it to his snout and pressed it against two large nostrils half hidden beneath strands of hair, and smelled it. He smelled it again and again, taking long, deep breaths. Leia found herself staring at his nostrils, noticing for the first time their size and the soft flexibility of the skin folds around them, like those of a tracking animal, she realized. A memory flashed to mind. How as he'd held her helpless back at the house, those same nostrils had been pressed into her neck. And right after that was when he'd let her go.